Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Pushing them out there to be responsible for themselves.
That's hot.
Yeah. I can go with that. I can go with that. Make a start. What about you?
You know what? I think that a lot of people nowadays have just completely forgotten about the fact that everybody has a role, everybody has a position, you know, and I think that a lot of people nowadays lack, you know, just like a mutual respect for one another. So, you know, women are having to step up and be all, you know, R-I-N-D, you know what I'm saying? You know, and they're taking it to an extreme, you know, it's like, you need to realize, okay, you still need a man for something, and a man still needs you for something, you know? I think that a lot of people nowadays are just so hell-bent on, you know, I can do this for myself, and I don't need nobody to, you know, but that's just not true. And we all need other people. I think there's a lack of, you know, mutual respect on both parts. Men are not respecting the women, and women are not respecting the men. And, you know, there are some men out there who have to, you know, saying do more than their share because women are not doing their part. You know, it goes both ways.
Okay. You know, like, well, I think one thing about me, like the women, that always saying, well, I got to step up, I got to do this, I got to do that, because they not doing this, that. My thing is this, quit supporting a loser. You know this motherfucker ain't about shit. Why you supporting him?
I mean, still, if they, even if he leave or they kick him out, they still got to do
they got to do what?
Take care of the kids and the household and everything.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm saying, if you supporting a motherfucker who you know ain't doing shit right out the gate, man, I mean, yo, I guess that'd be the question. Why complain if you already know? That's just like if you went and you bought a box of cornbread when you know you need two. Now you're like, well, damn, I ain't, and my cornbread didn't come out right. Well, you knew you needed two boxes in the beginning.
Well,
why you only buy one?
Well, that goes back to people settling, not thinking that or not waiting for what they really should have and just reaching out for the first thing that comes their way because they don't want to be by themselves.
Okay, I can agree with that. I can agree with that. Waylo, what's happening, dog?
What's going on?
Nothing much. All right, dog, check this out, man. They say today's woman got to step up because today's men stepping back. You agree with that?
I think there's just some of the men that's stepping back. Not all of them.
Nah,
I need to step up anyway.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, okay.
You know what, Cash? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You said something before. You said, like, when it comes to a woman coming into a situation, like, what do you have to offer? And you said that, you know, I don't need you to wash my clothes or cook my food or this, that, and the other, which is true. You don't need a woman for that. You can very well take care of those things yourself. But at the same time, don't it feel good to know that you have somebody there that, you know what I'm saying, to where that pressure is not all yours? Like, how can I say? Like, I don't need you to pay my bills. You don't need me to wash your clothes. But don't it help that we have one another for those things? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now my thing is when you don't even want to do that. When you don't even want to wash the clothes, I mean, that's just like if I'm paying all the bills. Yes, don't ask me to wash no dishes. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it. Don't ask me to wash no dishes. Don't ask me to wash no clothes. Don't ask me to clean up the damn living room. You here all day. You couldn't do none of that.
Well, that's why I said there's a, you know, everybody's forgetting the fact that you have a role to play and I have a role to play, and we, you know, and if we can come together with our roles, then we'll have a much happier situation.
Okay, but in some situations, okay, I understand what you're saying. Don't think I don't. I understand what you're saying, but like, but I'm saying the ones that like that just feel like they just got to step up and they just got to be the man at all point in time. Them the women that them the women that I'm trying to that I'm talking about, the ones who feel like, okay, I got to do it all. But now let me say, I'm not talking about the ones who really have to, who don't have a father figure there or who don't have dad there. I'm talking about the motherfuckers that actually got a motherfucker there, but they just feel like, okay, because my mama did it, that means I got to do it, and this, that, and other. That's the motherfuckers that kind of irritates me.
Yeah, them ones that you feel
that,
like, well, shit, I don't need.
That's all that is repetition.
Okay, elaborate a little bit, my brother.
They say, what you say, they've seen their mama do it, and that means that they feel like they have to do it. That's called mental repetition. They keep seeing it over and over again, so of course they don't do it. It ain't that they have to do it. It's they think that they should do it. It ain't got to be that way. It's just like they say that the man's job is to take the trash out. No bullshit.
I'm sorry, I'm not taking it out.
I got to agree with Lisa, man. Lisa, man, you going to take the trash out. God damn, well, you sure is hard on these old boys. God damn. Bitch, you smell the garbage. You smell the garbage.
I'm just saying. I mean, even if it's the trash in the bathroom, you know, that's the smallest trash can in the house. That motherfucker full of goddamn snot paper, goddamn wrappers, all kinds of shit. I ain't putting
that,
out nothing.
I gotta agree.
I do believe
the bathroom trash should be yours, because most of that shit y'all shit anyway. That's y'all little tampon packages and razor blade packages and all that shit. Just take it to the big garbage and throw it in there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I either sit the motherfucker to the side like, hey, man, I took it out the can you take it out?
I mean, yeah, at least give us that. And when that motherfucker overflowing full of motherfucking tampon wrappers, nah, that's just not right.
We agree.
I'm not supposed to have that shit up in there like
equal.
That.
I don't believe in that fucking that old school rule where a woman got a specific job and a man got a specific job to an extent. But
well,
women can do the same shit men do. True. That's why I said that's that whole topic shit where women need to step up because men are stepping back. These niggas are just getting lazy nowadays. That's all that shit is.
You know what?
Hold on 1 second. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey. What's going on?
Hey.
Hello.
What's up, baby?
Nothing. Just listening.
Sound like you asleep.
No, I'm up. I'm up.
All right, Selena, let me ask you. Do you think that you women have to step up because the men stepping back?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Do you think that the women has to step up because the men stepping back?
No, because why the hell the men stepping back?
Now, that's what we trying to figure out.
I mean, we have to step up. You know, we going to do that anyway, but why the men, you know, what they stepping back for?
I mean, in some cases, I believe, like, a woman got to step up because, hey, maybe she's a single parent. But now, if you got your dude there, you know what I'm saying? He ain't. I mean, if you got your man there, but you still feel like you got to be the man and the woman of the relationship.
I can understand that. Well, from experience, like, well, let's put it like this: some women feel like they then. In my case, I was a single mother for so long, so when I did take that step and have a move-in boyfriend or whatever, I had to realize that, you know, he he can take on some of the responsibilities too, and sometimes we forget that because we've been doing it by ourselves for so long. See what I'm saying? So it is, but it is nice to not have the responsibilities, but at the same time, sometimes you got to teach them too. They could be new to the whole, you know, hey, I've been doing it this way, or I haven't been doing it at all. And shit, sometimes you feel like this, and you got to be teaching a whole other kid again. If that's what you mean, that's stepping up.
Okay, I mean, I mean, because my whole thing is, like I said, I think, and Waylo said it, I don't think there's so many, I mean, some cases, yeah, but then I just believe in some cases that a woman just, I'm so fucking liberated, I'm going to be a woman and a man. But then you, at the same time, you going to look at me, you trying to be the woman and the man, but then you want to look at me, well, you need to step up. You need to step the fuck back.
Yeah, because shit, I know it felt good to get the responsibility and letting the man take over. I appreciate a man trying to be the head of the household, and if he's going to step it all, be the whole man. Don't be half-assing it.
You know what? And you just said it perfect.
Yeah,
but now here's the million-dollar question. Will you step all the way back? You can step up and pay the bills, but I'm still going to control the house.
Oh, no, because if I have a man, I want him to be that man. And, you know, some women don't know how to submit. I know I had a big deal with me submitting, and that was a big thing, submission. And once you let that person step up and be that man, you know, hey, let him be the head of the house. It feels good to give a person some of that damn responsibility and not have to worry about every aspect of the household.
No idea
for me.
And I mean
that's all good until something's not done. Like my whole thing was, I tried that, and you wasn't even mad enough. Like you were responsible for two bills, and even if you couldn't pay that bill, you weren't mad enough to even come and say, "Oh, I don't have it this month. Can you step in and pay that or whatever?" No, you instead you better get cut off. What type of shit is that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
man, so here it is. I just stepped back. So what do you think I'm gonna do now? Now I'm watching every month. Did he pay the bill? Did he? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can understand your point. And that's duly noted. And like I said, I commend you for being one of those women that, I mean, you got put in a situation where you had to be the boss. I mean, if he's like saying, you know, fuck it, I'm finna go to the club, I'm finna go buy this outfit, I'm finna go do whatever it is I'm finna do other than pay this fucking bill, then yeah, I commend you for doing that. But I'm talking about the motherfuckers who are actually like saying, well, baby, let me do this. Or like, okay, perfect example. When a man like, okay, he asks you for something. He says, well, baby, I want you to do this way. And you like, I ain't doing that shit that way. Well, why not? I mean, it ain't like I told you to jump off a motherfucking cliff. I didn't tell you to go hang yourself. I didn't say go say fuck your mother. I told you to go pick me up something from the store.
Mm-hmm.
Why you ain't? I ain't feel like going. Okay. Well, why you ain't do that? You know, little simple things. It's like, look, the most simple task a motherfucking woman cannot do. I'm sorry, I know y'all finna say I'm bashing, but it's like a woman can pay every fucking bill in the house, but the motherfucker won't go fix you a cup of lemonade for shit in the world.
No, and see, you know what? And that's
crazy. Seriously, that's no bullshit.
We ain't got no sugar.
Right. Go get some motherfucking sugar.
Well, why the fuck don't we got no sugar? If the time flies, you just sit on your ass all day watching Maury, talking to your girlfriend and shit. We ain't got no motherfucking sugar. That's that first class bullshit.
That's that bullshit.
That's all I'm saying. You know, when I was married, I worked and she didn't work. She took care of the kids, she cleaned the crib, she did the laundry, she did the grocery shopping, and, you know, that's what she did. I didn't expect her to do shit else. She was paying the bills. I go to the crib, hey, this is what I got paid, do your thing. take my little piece off the pot, take care of business. And then it was a point in time where she wasn't taking care of business, which I didn't understand that. So I took care of the business, so the only thing she had to do was fucking take care of the crib.
Well, see,
so
it's not even,
me,
it's
I can
not,
go work.
It's not like that. It's not like that these days, though. It's like most women nowadays have to work because you need both incomes.
Right? And I understand that.
Let me tell you, when I was working that job, I was pulling in $75,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Your ass ain't got to work. You can sit your ass at the crib and not do shit.
You making that kind of money, but everybody don't make that kind of money. You know, if everybody ain't making that money, then, it may take two. But my whole thing is...
Oh, now it takes two than a motherfucker to make it now. Hell
yeah.
Yeah.
But my thing is, I mean, with the woman and man thing, it's like, me personally, not, like I said, I can't speak for every man. But if you sit your ass down, and you just relax a little bit, and you quit trying to go through these motherfucking power struggles with me, you will find out that I'm willing to listen to anything that you got to say. But when you sitting there trying to flex your... You said what?
That's not all me, because, see, my dedication was a mistake. See, a person was so used to me being this old, you know, fuck it and fuck you, but then when I submitted to myself and, you know, became, you know, being the person that I know I can... My dedication got mistaken for desperation. So then, person told me, you know, I wasn't doing shit. So what I handled that was I stopped doing the shit that I was. So now the person missed it and missed that person. So it's like, hey, get your own damn clothes up. Get your ass up with work. Okay, fix your own damn lunch. Do that. Yeah, you missed all that. Now you're tired. Now you got to do all the shit that I was doing. But, hey, you know. You slipped up and they be opening their mouth like, yeah, I got her, you know, I got her like this. And then you slip up and say the wrong thing, you know.
And I can say, just like you said, every woman don't do like you. You get a motherfucker that like that, yeah, she fixed my lunch, but she got a motherfucking attitude the whole time she fixing it. Well, fuck it, don't even do it. You know what I'm saying? You know I got to be at work at 5:30. I get
I
done got up at 3:30, damn near, you know, 3:45. I get up, I look around my motherfucking lunch right there. Hey, did you fix my lunch? Oh, damn, shit. I get out my bed to fix your lunch. Bitch, you knew the motherfucking lunch was supposed to have been fixed last night.
So you got that,
but
you wouldn't even
want to
eat a lunch with that attitude. I know,
you don't know what's on that sandwich.
Right, exactly. Why do I want that motherfucking food? But now, here's my thing. Like you said, look, so like you said, I said, yeah, when it get to that point and I say, well, fuck it, I do it my goddamn self, then, yeah, now I am asking, why in the fuck do I need you?
You're right.
Well, that was my first point, you know what I'm saying? Everybody done forgot what the fuck they supposed to be doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You think I'm there to submit to you, and I think you should be here to submit to me. No, that's not what it is. What we need to do is don't nobody want to compromise no motherfucking law. You know what I'm saying? We both work, you know what I'm saying? So we should both, you know what I'm saying, take care of all the fucking responsibilities. If it's your job to take care of the bills and it's my job to take care of home, okay, that's cool. But then don't start slipping on your part and then, you know what I'm saying? Now I got to take up your slack, too, or the other way around. Oh, I'm saying everybody don't forget their damn roles nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm
going to tell you now. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't give a fuck who I get with. I don't care who I live with. I'm not washing no dishes.
Okay.
I hate to see a man wash dishes. I don't even like to see a man really cook.
Oh, you can't get me to wash dishes to save your life.
Right, you damn motherfucker, but I got to
watch
this.
It ain't going to get done. I swear to God, I got about 3 or 4 packs of goddamn paper plates. Anything plastic, that shit going in the garbage. Ain't no dishwasher around this motherfucker.
I mean, I completely understand that. That's the same thing as taking out the bathroom trash. So, I mean, I get that.
I'm serious. You can get a motherfucker. You can get a motherfucking woman to go get the oil change, but this motherfucker won't make you a sandwich.
I ain't going to get.
That just bewilders me. I sit there like, how in the fuck do you? wish a motherfucker would ask me to make him a motherfucker sandwich. What? Are you fucking serious?
Making good breakfast and good lunches, and now motherfuckers take clothes and shit to work and wonder why. Gotta keep your mouth closed. Just appreciate what you get.
But now here's my question. Are you willing to do that in return? Like, you know what I'm saying? If she wants a sandwich, are you willing to, you know what I'm saying? She like, shit, baby, can you go make me a sandwich? Are you willing to go make that sandwich?
Hell no. No, I'm just saying.
Would you ask her to go make a damn sandwich? She up and fucking, you do the same for her. Why wouldn't you make her a sandwich?
I mean, I said I was playing, motherfuckers. Goddamn, calm your ass down. Magazine, I see he didn't make that sandwich, huh? I had a flashback. Well, why the fuck you couldn't go make the sandwich? Is she huffing and puffing? Calm down.
Mm-hmm. Why you
didn't
make the damn sandwich?
I don't know why he make the sandwich, baby. I was just playing.
Nah, you
wasn't,
man. Who you saying calm down for me?
You said what?
You said calm down for me.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like coming on your little show.
Good back to you.
I'm just going to shut up, Cass.
Whatever. You missed me.
Carry on. You in the Stone Age still. I forgot to get who I'm talking to.
You know what? See, that's why I say you better be lucky that we've been knowing each other for a very long time, because I swear, me and you are going to rise as soon as I see you.
I know. You hit hard, but I do too. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
Man, I've been talking shit to me since we were kids.
No,
he said, what?
You ain't gonna punk me when we get older.
Right, you know what I'm saying? They'll be punking me when we get in our 40s.
They're
always harassing me. My motherfucker been harassing me since we was kids. And I'm older than her. That's the fucked up part.
I know. You know me.
That's the fuck up. Wait a minute. Can't your little ass back on that damn swing?
Nope. Then you get the middle finger. You know it.
Right, bad ass.
Wow. But
well,
I'm nice, though.
You
still in the
Stone
Age. I have to snap up out of that shit, though.
No, I was joking about the sandwich thing. But no, seriously, I mean, my whole thing is, I can do that. But my whole thing is, whenever his attitude's about doing any looks, the simplest thing, that's when I get mad. You know, then, yeah, if you got attitude about making me a sandwich, then, no, I'm not going to lie to you. No, I'm not going to make you one. I'm going to look at you like you fucking crazy. I know you just didn't ask me to do shit. I know you ain't asked me to do a motherfucking thing. When I asked you, you just got a motherfucking attitude. You just went the fuck off.
But another thing is, even if she would have had you to make the sandwich, it wouldn't have been just as good as she made Georgia. I know how y'all do it. No mayonnaise, just throw the shit on the grill.
Shit.
Okay, you got me on that one. That one I give you. I will give you that one hands down. Yeah, yours probably would be better than mine. I will give you that one. But now, it's a lot of times y'all motherfuckers catch a motherfucker at the wrong damn time. And then that's another thing. Why is it that motherfuckers, and I know a lot of men do it too, but I mean, they not going to openly admit that they do it. But women, you openly admit it, and y'all know, and y'all notorious for doing it. Why is everything y'all do so fucking malicious? Like, I'm just finna do this just to piss him off.
Because it's fun.
Shit.
Does that answer your question?
It's not fun. That is not fun.
It's
cause you gotta think about it.
Like what?
I mean,
yeah.
Like, oh. You say what?
Like what?
Like what? Because I be feeling like y'all be feeling like we do things maliciously. But sometimes that just be the spur of the moment we be upset.
What the shit? I mean, every time you... Okay, here's the thing. Life throws all of us problems, not just y'all. Mm-hmm. So you got to understand, I mean, shit, it's days that motherfuckers just be upset and pissed the fuck off at the world. But yet and still, just because you upset and you pissed off, that don't mean that you come home and you take it out on your mate.
And then go back to y'all too.
Okay, now I'm saying though, I mean,
okay,
let's
so
call a spade a spade. The average motherfucker will come in and probably be like, man, this motherfucker, this, you know, Blase Skippy, this motherfucker Waylo motherfucking and pissed me off at work. I could have beat the fuck out that motherfucker, but then he's going to fire my ass. Y'all, y'all could be mad at whoever. Won't say shit. Why the fuck this house ain't clean up? Why the garbage still right here? You couldn't take the motherfucking garbage out? Bitch, I ain't the one that did it to you. You better slow your ass down. Now, trust me, I grew up in pretty much in a single household with a mother, and she never once ever said that she was having a bad day. I just got the shit beat out of me because I didn't do this. Well, man, come on now. I just got here 10 minutes before you did. I mean, damn, talk to me. Say something. And you know what? That's probably why I got real low tolerance for that, because I could never say nothing. I just had to take them licks. I said, sit you, get that shit out of here right now. All right, man. I'm about to. Oh, you want. Get your mama. I don't know. We keep back talking me. I ain't saying nothing. I said, okay.
You need
your next step is out the. Your next step is out that motherfucking door. What? Damn.
You need
to ask. And that just goes to show that everybody is different, because Saturday, this past Saturday, I just had a fucked up day. I mean, my whole Saturday, it started out fucked up. It was fucked up while I was at work. It was fucked up when I got home. When I got home, I did have an attitude. It wasn't directly, you know, at anybody specifically. I just had a bad day. So when I came in the house, you know what I'm saying, I didn't say nothing. I said hi to everybody, you know what I'm saying, and then I went in my little place. You know what I'm saying? And then I got fussed at for that. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I didn't take my bad day out on nobody. I came in the house, I said hello, and then I just needed my little time to unwind and realize, okay, I'm home now. My, you know what I'm saying, it's over. So that's just
okay, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell anybody you had a bad day?
Yeah.
Now, see, you didn't just say that. You just said that you walked in and went to your own little place. Now,
okay,
it,
the question that was asked to me, the question that was asked is, why you look all shitty? I said, because I'm shitty, real calmly, and then I went on and about my way.
Oh, now, come on, now, come on. I'm not trying to
elaborate on that shitty.
Right, you could have elaborated on that, because I'm shitty.
I didn't say it with no attitude.
It don't matter. I mean, you got to think about the word. That's just like y'all want us to think about the words we say. You got to think about the things you say to us. I mean, if you walk through the door and I'm like, why you looking all fucked up? What's wrong? Because I'm shitty. You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you and your day.
Just don't say nothing. If somebody looking shitty, just don't say nothing.
Okay, but then you're going to sit there and look. Now, come on. You really agree with that?
You don't give a fuck.
Right, then now I'm not giving a fuck.
Because we don't give a fuck.
There was no
win-win
situation. That was just a lose-lose situation.
No. Wait a minute. Didn't you hear what I said earlier? When I said, I mean, for the most part, I will walk in the door, and I will tell you, all right, this has been a fucked up day, this, that, and such. That, why you think I'm ready to fuck Waylo up? He kept talking shit to me all day. Really? That, and see, now how fucked up is that?
Now,
you tell me you don't want to hit her shit? Take my ass to sleep?
Oh, yeah, thank y'all, because you know what? When I come in and say something about my bad day, all you going to do is say, damn, that's fucked up. Mm-hmm, damn. Like, in other words, yeah, bitch, shut up. I'll get over it. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, well, damn, at least he is trying to listen. Shit, if you going to sit there and say, I'll take your ass to sleep, then no, now that's fucked up.
Like talking to a nigga like he a little kid or some shit.
Right.
Take your ass to sleep.
No.
My asshole.
Ask me why I was
If you feel like you so upset that you're going to take it out on somebody else, then, yeah, I don't want to hear it. Go to sleep. Shit, ain't nothing I can do about it. You had a bad day. Yeah, we all had a bad day. Take it off. Go to sleep. I don't
want to
hear
it. Whatever happened to sitting down and talking about it? Shit. Motherfuckers don't talk about it nowadays.
No, because...
Evidently, you can't talk to a woman about it. A woman don't want to talk. A woman don't want to talk when she's having a bad day, and she don't want you to talk when you having a bad day.
No, I don't. Because, you know, people have a certain way of saying stuff. Like I say, well, damn, why you just ain't do that? So, shit, that means you finna take it out on me. So, to solve everything, just sleep it out, baby. I'll cook your dinner, eat, go to sleep. Might be a better day. Let's pray or something. But, you know, I don't want to be the one to have to get the backlash because you pissed off at somebody else. I'm not just saying you coming in the house like I had a bad day and we just can't talk about it. I'm saying, shit, if you that mad and then I'm asking you about it, then you get to the point where I'm either asking a dumb question or I ain't feeling you and you finna lash out on me, then yeah, fuck it. I don't even want to hear the rest of the story. Just,
but why don't you just do the same thing he did? For real? Okay. Because a lot of times a motherfucker just want to vent. And if you're sitting there trying to... Look,
and everybody don't understand that. And everybody don't understand that. So then
trust
you
me.
Get to the
you
point
know what?
Like,
and
you know
I got, and another thing I got to tell you this. Quit trying... I mean, in some cases, stop trying to give him the answer. Just listen. If you listen, you know what I'm saying? And Selena, you just said it yourself. Ain't nothing you can really do about it. Ain't nothing you can really do about the day that it already happened.
That's the whole thing about that whole conversation. Is he wants you to shut the fuck
just
up.
Listen.
And listen.
Okay.
I mean, you said it best. Ain't nothing you can do about it. So just listen.
It's only something long that I can listen before putting my two cents in. And I might don't like, you know what I'm saying? You might don't like what I said. Then you're going to be
why
pissed
you
off.
Why you put your two cents in? Take your two cents back.
Hold
keep
on.
It for the
hold on.
Keep
hold
it for
on.
The
hold on. You know what? This is some bullshit because I'm supposed to listen to you, Vin, but according to man laws...
exactly, because I know I was looking at...
According to man
laws,
I can take my venting and fuck off with it because that's what my girlfriends are for. That's what you told me. So again, that goes back to my very first point. People are...
Where'd you get this shit from?
No, yeah, you missed that show. You was on the road.
Wait a minute. I mean, wait, look, we would go to the song. We'd be right back.
Because that song was looking it up, too. I was about to
we going
up.
To the song. We'd be right back.
Yeah. I mean, we all men. We're all men. We know how this shit go. Love one. Fuck another. I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. I mean, we knew what it was when we became a part of it. Let's let them whine about it now. Right? Feel me? It's like.
There's something on your mind.
What?
I can see right through you. I know your girl been treating you wrong.
Love my wife, but we going through things, and I ain't going home tonight. You got time for a nigga, or is he still with you? Wanna meet at the same spot, or should I come and get you? I beat him in 10, be in the front. I've been getting what I need, so I'ma give you what you want. One on one, cause you know how to talk the dog. You walk the dog, and understand New York is hard, baby.
You deserve so much more, baby.
What?
I can treat you better than she can.
What?
Doesn't make sense to keep on loving and keep on trusting when in return all you get is mercy.
Damn, got me fucked up and I'm feeling it more. Never had a mistress this stressed before. Oh, come on.
deep, like ain't no love there, like I don't hate that I gotta creep. We go to sleep in each other's arms, and I feel like this is where I belong. If loving you was right, then I ain't wrong. But it's the same old song, wife and fam. Gotta be a father and husband, but I'm still your man, baby.
Y'all, welcome back. Welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Played that, Cass.
You say what?
I like the way you played that real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, what's going on?
I must have missed something.
What?
So I must have missed something.
Nah, well, he's talking about shit-ass man laws, and he don't put on a little motherfucker.
Yeah, skitty-beat over to the song, like that shit, that be all shit, she done push the button, and cut to a song real quick, yeah.
Yeah, because he made that shit up.
Mm-hmm. Which all goes back to my very first point.
What you done did, dog?
And nobody got no...
And I don't know what the fuck none of them talking
you
about.
Want me
they
to,
talking crazy.
You want me to listen, and you want me to be here, and you want me to do this, but you don't want to be
none
of that.
Because you ain't going to listen no goddamn way. So what's
what?
The difference? You ain't going to listen no motherfucking way. Let's just put it out there. Fuck it. Let's have Sin City Radio. Goddamn it. You motherfuckers ain't going to listen. You motherfuckers ain't going to listen no goddamn way. So it don't matter if the man laws is in effect or not. You motherfuckers still ain't going to listen.
If it's benefiting us, we will.
You say what?
If it's benefiting us, we will. Don't be getting all swelled in the chest up on me.
You better go. Leave me the girl, you better go.
Hey, hold on real quick. I'm going to go pop me some popcorn real quick. Just give me.
Nah, because motherfucker, this going to be Tyson and Holyfield something, because I'm going to bite that motherfucker's ear off.
This is to go down.
I mean, seriously, though. I mean, you keep hollering. Look, so you keep hollering, well, the man law, say. I mean, you like you really gave a fuck about a man law. You, yeah,
man,
no, come on now. I done heard you on this show long enough. You, what you, you know,
hey, what?
Real nickel slick. You know that?
You sounded like a hypocrite. Like it. You sounded like a hypocrite. You sitting up
no, there. No, I'm just putting it out there the way it is. This, look here.
I
want
to know how so.
You don't even sound like you sound like you out talk you try to out talk you out talk everybody. See, I can hear it in her voice because she try to out talk people. Then she used words that she probably used words that the motherfucker don't even understand. So now he's sitting there dumbfounded, looking like what? Then she looking at him like, yeah, motherfucker, I knew you ain't know what the fuck I was talking about. Then she walk off. Now you sitting there dumbfounded, looking stupid, because you don't know what the fuck. You don't know if she insulted you or gave you a compliment. So what you going to do? You just going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, right.
You
know. That's what you going to say.
You know
then you said we don't really care. You know, men don't even want to hear about your day. We don't give a damn. So listen, y'all.
No, no, you said that. You said no, don't nobody care.
No, that's what you're meant to
And we can quote it.
Quote it.
That's what your girlfriends are for. Come to us when you have a problem and you want it solved. You don't want your problem solved, then go vent to your girlfriend. But it's okay for me to listen to how your day was. Please, again,
okay, your point
people are not, this is a lack of mutual respect.
You know what? See, that's your problem. You want to sit over in the king's chair. Get your ass over in the queen's chair.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh.
I got nothing with it. Forget you. Boy, I swear to Bob.
God damn it, I'm tired of hearing this shit now. Now, I done tried to be politically correct on this goddamn show, but now y'all motherfuckers are just taking this a tad bit too far. Motherfucker, I'm going to treat you like the queen, but you got to realize I'm the goddamn king, in the words of Willie D. Now, if you can't realize I'm the king and you the queen, then goddamn it, we got a problem.
So being the queen basically means, bitch, sit down, make me something to eat, shut up.
I didn't call you a bitch. You called yourself one.
Yeah. I just called you. You just got caught up and let them be alive. That's not.
Look, here, like I said, I'm just trying to be politically correct. Now, honestly, yeah, I think a lot of you motherfuckers talk too damn much.
And you know what? That was what you liked about a bitch when you first got with her. You could stand on your own 2 feet. But until it's you that I'm standing on my own 2 feet with, come on now.
You said what? Say that again?
Mm-mm.
What the hell did you just say?
I'll repeat myself.
Hey, Waylo, what the fuck did you just say to me?
Hey, that was one of those moments where you don't know what the fuck she just said.
Yeah, hey, what the fuck do you know? You gonna repeat what the fuck you just said.
I bet you
Jelena
and Selena understood what I said.
I mean, okay, but they wouldn't be there if we was in that damn house.
I bet you
Selena and Janine become, girl, hello, what happened? As soon as they hang up, well, he finna whoop her ass. Shit. Hey, yeah, girl, don't be no motherfucking punk. Hold on.
Do you
get her ass beat.
All right, hold up, girl.
Then they come over tomorrow. Hey, girl, you all right? Oh, he did that. He ain't shit. He ain't shit. He's sitting there on the love seat with that Beth. Hey, Kevin. Hey, Selena. You come here. You tell them bitches get up out of here real quick.
I'm putting
everybody out. Don't nobody come over here.
You already know I don't roll like that.
I don't give a damn how you roll.
Yeah, right. Ain't none of that going on.
Shit.
I'm he's the king, he knows his place, and I'm the queen, definitely. No doubt.
All right. Shit. Right. Know your place. Know your role.
Know your damn place.
Shit. Tired of hearing this shit now.
You got all of your high voice and shit. Calm down.
Shut up. You pissed me off to the highs of pissivity.
Yeah, that's because your ass got caught
up. Gonna catch one of these motherfucking right hooks. That's what's gonna happen. But yeah,
okay,
I'm tired of this shit.
I wish I could see your motherfucking face.
No, you don't. You already know my eyebrow raised the fuck up. I'm going to grab this motherfucker any second now.
Hold on. Did you say festivity?
Is that what?
Yes, he did.
He did say festivity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Festivity.
What's the hell?
Yeah, He's even been pissed off to the point of pissivity.
Yeah.
The highest point of pissivity.
That's the highest point. You don't get no higher than that.
That is funny.
Motherfucker, boy, hey, you better bag up there.
Right.
Hey, but wait a minute. Hold up, y'all. Hold up. I ain't trying to change the subject, but it's just on my mind. Has anybody seen that video where the girl got tased? They was in the Atlanta Mall, and she kept running up on the security guard. I mean, she called them all kind of bitch niggas, had the kids calling them gay. You gay. You gay. He said, all right, don't walk your ass back up in this store. She walks back in the store. Well, her kids come running in the store telling the security guard he gay. Man, she run in there. She swing on the security guard. Boy, he took that stun gun. He hit her motherfucking ass. And her girl, the one that was right there with her, that bitch was all the way down the street after he stunned her motherfucking ass.
That bitch must have been that bus driver.
I know, that shit was funny.
Oh, yeah.
They must have seen that bus driver uppercut that bitch.
And evidently they didn't. They ain't understand these niggas is not playing with you. See, that's another thing when you try to go too far, when you try to step out of a woman's shoes. You could talk all that shit, but come on now. The average motherfucking man, the average man can beat the average woman any day of the week. I understand, Selena, you ain't the average woman, so we not including you.
I know some heavyweight knockout women out here.
Yeah, I'm saying, but not. Okay, Willow. Let's just say the average. Okay, let's just say a woman 140 pounds, maybe 5'5", 5'6". You really think she can whoop your ass?
Oh, probably not.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm not finna not. Now, if I'm fucking with a motherfucker 300 pound heavyweight, then yeah, I'm gonna have to put some motherfucking back. You know, I'm about to put some leg muscle into this bitch when I hit her. But the average motherfucker, you can grab her. Grab her, choke her, throw her down, bitch, move. I ain't playing.
I don't know. Them little bitches be having that crazy strength. Talking about 140, they be kind of retarded.
Uh-huh.
Man, I put that motherfucking Goldberg spear on her ass. Her ass gonna sit the fuck down.
I know a bitch hit my brother, and I looked at him, and he looked at me. I said, if you gonna hit this bitch, I'm gonna hit this bitch. Work her ass, and she hit your ass.
Oh,
like
now, don't get me wrong. I know it's some strong motherfuckers. Like I said, I had a bitch slap me so hard, I had to wipe the slob off the side of my mouth.
Hey, I was about to say the same shit.
That bitch slapped me in the club one night.
You know how you get motherfucking smacked on accident, you see them little black dots?
Yeah.
I was like, damn, this bitch didn't knock me out.
That was the first thing, actually. Well, no, that was the first stage of the knockout right there. Them dots. She came with that motherfucking left. You might have hit the deck.
Shit, bullshit.
I remember too fast.
Motherfucker came out of nowhere. She fired on me from the side. I wasn't even looking at this motherfucker. I had dismissed her ass. She talking shit.
No,
she talking to the wrong nigga. She supposed to be fighting some other nigga. She think I'm the nigga that she want to fight. Motherfucker came up for me from the side. Cocked my ass. I'm like, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I'd have
to throw my ass far enough.
Man, hey, I'd have to get my lick back behind that one.
Oh, I'm trying to toss my ass through that goddamn bar window.
Hey, wait, I'm talking about coming out, shirt, everything. I'm finna fight this bitch for real.
It wasn't no hesitation because I thought it was a nigga that had hit me.
Exactly. Shit. Hey, once they broke us up, I'm still coming up out my shirt. Nah, bitch, round two finna happen now. You shouldn't hit me like that.
Well, I grabbed her by her throat and the back of her pants and fucking tossed her ass.
Now, come on, now. The woman, she blatantly hit this man in the jaw.
She was supposed to get hit back.
Exactly.
My brother,
she lucky how they hit her back. Yeah.
It was my brother. We both hit her ass. I am.
See, I ain't big on hitting women. I got some big ass hands for one. If I would have clapped on the ass, I would have fractured some shit.
See, you would have been
saving
her life.
That's why I
talked to her. And she wouldn't have had another as you said.
I know that's cool.
Well, I would have choked her ass out.
You trying to get off the subject because your ass just caught your little man lost.
Oh, shit, I don't give a damn about my man laws. My man laws going to be what they're going to be. Shit. You into this realm, let it be known. You entering under those man laws.
Nobody care about that but you. Get on out of here.
Whatever.
Are you so up, little baby? Come here.
I ain't got time to be hearing that shit y'all talking about.
I know that's right. Long as you on the phone.
Motherfucker, if you was at my house, your ass would be whatever you like.
Bark like a dog.
A big dog.
A big
dog.
Yeah, right.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, too much. Too much.
So fun.
All right, so now, all right, well, I'm going to ask Liquor Store, since, okay, you keep trying to throw these man laws back in my face, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You said that when you did come home, you didn't want to be bothered, so you didn't say nothing, this, that, and other. All right, and I'm just going to ask. I'm going to go down the line. Janine.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, okay, if you walk in the door with an attitude, I shouldn't say shit to you?
No.
Huh?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Selena, obviously you agree if you come in with an attitude, don't say shit to you, right?
Don't even breathe.
Chase your way off the bed.
Don't even.
Say night, nigga.
Get your
right.
Head. Get
okay,
your damn.
All right. Okay, all right, Waylo, you feel like if she come in, she got attitude, you feel like you should say something to her, don't say shit to her at all?
Shit, I'm going to say something to her.
Okay.
I
want to
get that shit out the way now. I want that shit coming up later.
Right. Liquor Store, you feel like if you come in with attitude, motherfuckers shouldn't say shit to you, right?
No, I don't feel that way. And that was not what I said. I said the question was, I said it was a lose-lose situation. If I come in the house with an attitude and I decide to vent, I'm going to get fucking cussed out because I decided to vent. But I come in the house and I'm shitty and you ask me why you look shitty. And I very politely, not with an attitude or nothing, I said, because I'm shitty. And then you fuck at me for that too. It's lose-lose.
Well, I mean, okay, I'm not trying to say that you said it's a lose-lose situation. I understand you know him a whole lot better than I do. But, I mean, if he asked the question, I mean, didn't that mean he kind of, you know, he was asking you what was wrong?
Yes, and I was willing to acknowledge that. You know what I'm saying? But give me a moment to release. I haven't even taken my coat off yet. You know what I'm saying? Give me a minute, because when you come home from work, you're not fucking a you know what I'm saying, a bucket of laughs. You know what I'm saying? You, matter of fact, when you come in the house, you damn near require an hour before anybody can basically say shit to you. So, okay, give me that same respect. Let me take my shit off. Let me realize, okay, I'm home now. I can breathe. And then, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to come to you.
Now, what that was he saw you was shitty, and now he's like, damn, she ain't going to cook dinner.
Because I've already been gone for 12 fucking hours. You supposed to already have something done. That's a whole other story.
He was waiting on you to call home so he could ask you to do something.
That's a whole other story. And you know what I'm saying? That is a problem to me.
And when you don't want to talk, they get out sensitive and shit.
They don't want to hear it. Now it's always too late or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, damn.
Okay, wait. Now, Selena, I got to ask this. You just said that we get sensitive, Right.
Yeah.
I mean, so what you want us to be hardcore all the time?
No, I'm saying if she came in and said, you know, babe, you know, I just had a shitty day, just, you know, like she said, let her take her coat off and just chill for a minute. They said, like, nah, bitch, you gonna listen to what I got to say just because it's all about them, you know? Shit, just chill, nigga. Shit, just give me a minute. All right,
but so okay, all right, I give you that, but. And I'm just asking, I'm not saying this how it's supposed to be, but I'm just asking. I mean, if your day was that bad, I mean, do you think that you could have went about, like, you know, like if he said, why you looking so shitty? Because I'm shitty. I mean, don't you think you could have just been like, damn, baby, this has been a fucked up day. You know,
I mean, that's
other
the
than,
same thing. It ain't, it's the same
that's
thing.
That's not and the same thing. Hold on. Now, can I finish? That's not the same thing, because if you sitting there, if I walk up to you and said, if you walked up to me and I'm like, damn, I walk in the door and you like, damn, why you looking so shitty? Man, I just had the worst day. Okay, now I can understand that something, you know, like, damn, something happened at work. Or, you know, something happened. All right, cool. But if you just walked in the door because I'm shitty, all right, well, fuck it. I won't say nothing else to you.
First
I mean,
are you listening to me when I say, in this particular situation, I did not come with an attitude. You asked me a question, and I very politely answered the question. Now, all right, I
what you
do
might
is,
think is what you might think
I'll
is polite might not be polite to him.
Because
no, but she used
that.
She used the same words you used.
And
so if you would have came to her, if you would have came to her and said, did you have a fucked up day? Yeah, I had a fucked up day today. But that's not the word he used. He said shitty.
If she just walked through the damn door, clearly she just had a messed up day. Stevie Wonder could see she just got off work, and she said, because I'm shitty. She ain't say that. She just said, because I'm shitty. What she said, like, oh, baby, I'm so shitty, you know,
fuck
know,
all y'all.
You got to pacify you and say, like, I had a fucked up day, and now I got to come in the house and pacify you.
You know what? I'm not saying you have to pacify a goddamn person. I just said, I mean, it's a simple fact. I mean, I'm not saying that you even at fault. I'm just saying, for future references, I mean, it goes both ways. I'm saying both of us can do that. But I'm just saying, you know what? Hey, if it works for
you,
go ahead.
You have said before, you have disagreed with me before that. It's not what
talk about what we're talking about now. Quit. You didn't go to man law. If you finna read the man laws, don't say nothing that I said 6 days ago. Quote the man laws. Let's quote the man laws. Don't bring up nothing
said
I said 6 days ago.
You said it's void after 7 days. So if this is day six, then it's still valid.
No. Hold
no,
on.
No, no,
well,
no,
since,
no,
since you want to go there, hold on. Let me find a man law to say. Let's see what the man law say.
You made this shit up. You're telling him
are null and void after 7 days. So if this is day six, then I'm still valid.
Oh, no. I said that last week, so that shit's null and void.
We don't care about none of that.
You said after 7 days. It's not after 7 days yet.
It's valid. About it no more.
It's my show. I said it's invalid, motherfucker. Right. It's invalid.
Boy, look at you.
I'll
be ashamed of yourself. You
pull that card. Okay, you know what? And I'm
going
to respect yourself, so let's carry on.
Man, fuck all that.
That's what's wrong with you. Okay, wait a minute. I hear some something in your chest? What, you want to get something off your chest, too?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to Janine. I hear that.
First of all, that was not even me.
Oh, it wasn't? It sure sounded like it.
The way it was.
God damn it. Fuck it. Hey, Waylo, if I'm going in the lion den, fuck it. I'm going to slap all of them. I'm going to get tore up by everybody.
You are a mess.
Sitting watching the news, this motherfucker got caught with damn near $1 million worth of weed in his whole house in Plainfield. Yeah. 117 plants.
Damn.
But you said it came up missing for a different reason.
Hey, shit. Damn. All right, y'all. Check this out. We gonna get back nice, all right? I'm gonna dedicate this song to all the ladies on here, all right? Because even you, Selena.
You ain't got to dedicate no song to me.
Well, that's a tough cookie right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodness.
I see me and Selena fighting all day because she got a mouth, I got a mouth, and that shit would never work out.
Yes, sir.
Afraid of me, we're by the fence. Make it grown, sexy, and entertaining for everybody.
Okay, okay, okay. What's up?
I want to invite.
What you said? You want what?
I said I want to invite.
She said, come on.
Man, she like one of them, but she like that motherfucker that comes in the party just to start the fight.
You a damn liar. Don't
you
like that.
No, you know that one motherfucker, as soon as they come in, everybody gets to looking around. Damn.
You a damn liar.
Yeah,
I'm not. Oh, you wrong.
Yeah, we're looking for more bikini boxes, too. That's what I was looking for those strippers for, bro.
We're going to.
Huh? There ain't no boxing. That's right up your alley.
Nah, I just want to go to the party. I ain't putting none of this in no bikini food.
Oh, she sound like that lady off of, goddamn, it's happening.
Oh, Esther.
Yeah, she called you fool.
I look like the fool. That's my girl. Nah, but
yeah, we going to all the strip clubs, getting, you know, some strippers or whatever, and it's like a strip club type deal where we promote them if they send their strippers to do the bikini boxing and shit like that. So it's promotion for us, promotion for them. You know, one hand wash another hand. Trying to keep it going.
Okay.
Hey, well, I might have somebody interested in that. I'll hit you up on Same City once to talk to her.
Okay, man, shit. I'm going to have to get a part of this.
No, I got to.
Yeah, Tosco's making some moves. And then with the, you know, I couldn't tell you at first, but, you know, since everything rolling along, we gonna start throwing like these fame parties and shit like at least twice a month. So that's I want to get a Sin City party going.
Okay. That definitely sounds like a plan.
So you talking about the one in Midlothian?
Oh yeah.
Is that the one? You
I gotta wait
about?
For the I'm waiting on the St. Sales Associate to call me back on that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds like everything's rolling.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm gonna stay strapped in the mud for a long time. Gotta keep my feet moving.
I hear you, brother. I'm going to ask you ladies one more time. Anybody else got something they want to say?
I don't have nothing to say. I don't have no problem.
You never do.
Now what's that supposed to mean?
You didn't play one of my absolute favorite songs, so I'm on mute. I don't have shit else to say.
Selena,
leave me alone.
Fuck it, I might as well end the goddamn show. Sis, don't nobody fuck up the same. The city talk show. You motherfuckers catching a hint to this?
Do you got something? You have something to say, Chad?
No, fuck it. We all gonna sit on hell. I'm gonna eat a piece of chicken. Fuck it.
Nah, nigga, you the host, no host.
Well, I almost told you, host these nuts. You go and leave me alone.
Shady motherfucker.
Man. Lena, you gonna care? I'm gonna fuck you up for real. I don't really. You really caught me off guard with that one, too.
I know. I always catch you off guard.
Hey, I got a question for the ladies. Any of y'all ever tried nine ladies from giving the dude some head?
Of course.
Please,
Phil.
Yeah, I've
I never did an hour with him.
Of course, of course, of course.
That was a new experience for me, and I think I might like that.
What did it feel like?
Extra wet.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, that juice coming up, too?
Yep.
Better be glad them little penny candy stores ain't open no more. I need $20 worth an hour later. There you go. Y'all kids get the fuck back. Don't buy no fucking hour later. There you go, Friday. I can't stand him. Hey, you come shop all an hour later.
I get an hour later, man.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Look at the owner of the candy store, Miss Pearly. I'll see you later on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, goddamn annihilators, boy.
Listen to you.
How many annihilators is she having now?
Shit, just one.
Just one? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Amateur.
You need to say amateur?
Fuck, I stick the whole motherfucking pack. I got all six of them in there working.
I knew it was coming. I knew it.
Now he finna go back. Yeah, put another one in there.
I'm gonna have to sit on the couch or something when I sit.
Oh,
now she done started choking because she got too many goddamn violators in her damn mouth. Not to mention his dick going down. He pumping, pushing his dick all the way down her throat. And that, she just choking.
Yeah, you got to call a timeout for the Heimlich maneuver and shit.
Right, you got to give her the Heimlich.
So you all right? You finished? You all right?
Yeah, all right, you can go
and
finish now.
Yeah, going back to it. Oh, my throat hurt. Janae has six. And you going to tell me you can't do just these three? Being up in that motherfucker. You been in that motherfucker begging, please just stop. Stop, please. Stop. Shit, I know motherfucker talk all that bullshit. I wish a bitch would. No, you don't. That's the one thing you don't wish. I wish a bitch would try to bite my dick. I'll kill that bitch. No, you not at that moment. You're not.
Exactly.
You're gonna be just like Damon.
All right, I got a question for you, bro. Would you rather bite your dick or would you rather suck your balls too hard?
Bite the dick. I could take some teeth to the dick. I didn't, everybody can't suck dick good, so I didn't have my fair share of scrapes.
Oh my God.
Them nuts too sensitive. I'm gonna get the sucker that motherfucker hard, boy. I jump up like that. Woo! They can leg.
That should have made you pass out.
Hell yeah, see that shit, man. That shit go straight to your head. You be woozy. Because it didn't happen, man. Shit, I jumped out that motherfucker. Bitch thought she shot me. Why, motherfucking shit? I was off of leg cocked in the air. The bitch don't touch me. Don't you ever touch me again. I mean that.
She thought she had been did something.
Yeah, he couldn't even handle it. Hell no, bitch, that hurts. Hey, you damn right I couldn't handle it.
Thanks for the
lecture. Oh, she's
shooting tears in my eyes.
Hell yeah, bitch, I'm crying. Yeah, I'm on bending knees, motherfuckers. Please, just leave me the fuck alone. Nah, see, I could take that tooth shot. Hey, girl, you're doing too hard much now. Them nuts is ultra sensitive. I don't know, dog. Which one goes for you?
Yeah, neither one, hell.
I mean, well, if you had mother, ain't that a bitch, motherfucker? Yeah, I figured I had to just choose one.
Hey, what movie is that?
That's the obvious answer right there. Neither, none of the above.
You remember Bad Boys 2, where they was always competing, and dude would ask the dude one question, who would you rather have? You know what I'm saying? But he never would.
Right, that's this old motherfucker right here. Who'd you ask him about? Moving on.
Shit, I'd rather take that bike too, shit, or the Nick.
Yeah, I could take a Nick, dog. I mean, I feel like I'm strong enough to take that. I could take that. But now that shit, man, should you bring the bitch out of me every time?
Yeah, this game.
Real, I'm not going to lie to you. Fuck you crying for like a little bitch. Did you see what you did?
Have y'all ever had a woman shave y'all in country?
No. Some jobs are just meant to do yourself, and that's one of them.
I'll be like, goddamn, what's the name off of Color Purple? You cut me, I'm going to kill you.
Hey, I thought we was cool, baby. Hey, bitch, hey, this personal, hey, motherfucker, hey, this motherfucker got a 357 at my head. Shit, man, that's just like a motherfucker fucking with y'all nipple. That's just like, imagine y'all nipple getting caught in got slammed in the door or something.
Why would you do that? Oh, no.
Exactly. That's the pain. That's the type of pain that happens when you bite on the motherfucking ball. Or when you got the
respect.
Hey, you're supposed to respect the nuts.
I do.
We do.
Respect it, but that don't mean it's
I do.
Well, that's
I
don't.
You said what?
We do respect it. That's just like the man.
There's no pain that can compare. There's
yeah,
no pain that can compare.
I think the closest thing that they got is the nipples, dog. Other than that, there's nothing that can compare to the pain that we go through with the nuts.
I don't like
Bigger don't even like closing his legs too fast.
I know that's right.
They close his legs too fast. God damn, what's wrong with you? They got closed my nuts. I just closed my nuts together.
Yeah.
See? I'm gonna give y'all a bit of advice. See, when y'all go for that knee shot, when y'all trying to knee a nigga in the nuts, it ain't the dick. He can take the punch to the dick. It's when you get up under that. See, that's what y'all gotta get. Get up under the dick. That's what, if you attack him, don't just grab his dick. It might get hard. Seriously, motherfucker, grab my shit. It gets hard. I'm finna squeeze it. Go ahead, baby. Squeeze it real hard. Watch what happens. I think they doing some damage. Ouch! Ah! Yeah, you see it. I'm pretty sure you didn't squeeze your fair share.
Who?
I didn't say nothing. Who said that? Wait, who you talking to?
I ain't saying shit.
Who you talking to?
And I ain't nobody scared of Selena ass shit. I'm telling you, she ain't be punking me out when we get in our 40s.
I ain't even saying shit. I'm just playing for me.
I ain't squeeze shit.
But now, okay. I'm saying, though, y'all, now, if your nipple got caught, I mean, ain't that like some immense pain? Then again, some of you motherfuckers like that shit.
Yeah, I like pain.
I know, motherfucker. I can grab my nipples. That motherfucker get
the... Yeah, I had a motherfucker that tell me to fucking bite that shit. Like,
yeah.
Not with my front teeth, with the side teeth.
So not with the canines, god damn.
Like, you know what? I used to, my dumb ass set this shit up every fucking time. She would fucking call me and I would go over there knowing what's about to happen. She gonna scratch me the fuck up. She gonna bite me somewhere and draw blood. I'm gonna be pissed off and sore by the time I leave. But my dumb ass kept going over there.
You like that shit. Y'all know, right?
You know, I like it to an extent, but shit, when you put the pain on 10, that shit ain't no fun no more.
Yeah, you say you kept going over there.
Wait a minute, she was drawing blood when she was biting you?
Nigga. When one time she fucking reached up, she grabbed my bottom lip, and she bit that motherfucker, and she wouldn't let it go.
Hey, did she come out in the
daytime? Did she come out in the daytime?
Did she come out in the daytime?
She bit me on my chest one time, like in the middle of my chest. And that motherfucker, you could see teeth marks in that motherfucker. I'm like, what the fuck?
Now, you know what, dog? I got to say this, man. One time, you know, motherfucker always talking about, you know, bite my nipple. So, I'm biting that motherfucker. It's turning on. So, one time, you know, I'm like, all right, fuck it. You know, I ain't tell her to bite mine, but I'm like, well, fuck it. You know, see what she, you know. Motherfucker bit my nipple almost. Man, I got to punch that motherfucker in the forehead. Don't you ever bite me that goddamn hard. Man, she didn't bite me no harder than I bit her, but God, I'm like, God damn, you motherfuckers are some wild-ass women.
Nah, them the women, y'all.
You know baby legs didn't bit that nipple before.
All right, pit bulls and shit.
I baby legs didn't bit that nipple before.
Just chill. We ain't doing no names.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Him did.
No, he did nothing. Nah,
put them up on gold fronts in too? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I've been through them out the window somewhere.
See, why y'all do that shit? I think that's what the fuck happened to my shit. I think somebody done tossed my shit. That's fucked up.
Good. I ain't never been one to wear the show teeth.
And I don't like it.
I hate it. I can deal with it.
I ain't never. The gold teeth thing ain't never been me.
Well, see, I didn't wear it just because I thought I was looking cool. That was my alter ego. When I slept in my fronts, put my shades on, and got on a nice fitting and shit, I'm a whole different person when I'm out there on the stage in the crowd, working the crowd, doing all this other shit. That's like when you go to. Huh?
You say you turn into baby.
Careful.
I don't know where my shit disappeared to.
Dropping names. I don't think I just honestly, I don't think I could just keep them in my mouth. I've been in threw them out. They just seem like they're uncomfortable.
They look uncomfortable.
Nah.
They
seem like they make your breath stink.
I don't know.
That's motherfuckers that don't take care of this shit.
No, I don't want nobody munching on me with that shit in their mouth.
Ain't that it? Get the fuck out of here. No, you're not going to give me lead poison.
Damn.
Shit, he a nasty motherfucker for doing that shit anyway.
Gangrene and shit.
Goddamn. Pussy juice all over his damn grill and shit.
E. coli.
Maybe maybe he just won't do. He won't keep that taste going. Mm-hmm.
I been got rid of them shit. Let me shut up.
Hey, what you do to her? You took on cash for gold. You took on cash for gold.
Nah, I flicked them out the window. I was pissed off. I flicked them out the window. Oh, he didn't want them. He wanted them in the wall.
I could deal with, like, the things on the top or the bottom, but that's it. Like, when you get to doing whole rolls and but I can deal with things.
You better not ever, ever, ever come speak to me with no gold or nothing in your mouth.
No, no, no. When I was younger, I did think about getting the fangs, the two on my canine teeth. I did
but
think about that when I was younger.
I think that
the younger crowd... Your little young chicks, I think, not them, but you know, that's just me. I don't like that shit.
I mean, I'll say, like, I was younger, but I thought about, like, okay, if I get these motherfuckers professionally done, and I'm going to have to go back to get these motherfuckers took out. Nah, that's
that was,
all right.
That was, 1960 what?
Oh, wow. Lord.
Okay, I quit.
I'm so tired of this motherfucker here. I don't know what to do.
I love you.
What's that motherfucking head?
Oh my goodness. Somebody else got on my outfit. That's just all they
just said. What, huh?
Tom.
What you talking about?
I'm going to have to put some more pictures out here because somebody got on my outfit, not making it like, not look right.
Be nice.
Excuse me?
Be nice.
I think I know who you got.
I've been holding my tongue for the longest,
and I just can't do it no more. Oh, my God.
I mean, if you're going to wear the same outfit I have on, at least make it look nice. So when you put the comparison picture together, yeah, it's something you can look at, but how you doing something wrong with that?
Lot of laws. I think she broke like 3 laws in 50 states. All right, I'm done. I said I was not going to be it.
I'm not even indulging in this. I'm not indulging in this.
And you shouldn't. And I condone you for that.
I'm trying not to. I'm trying not to.
Yeah, somebody points to him. Somebody like, got a gun in his head, but he keeps talking about it.
I can't do it, shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all are so funny.
I'm just going to take my picture off of there so it'll make it better.
Wrong is what y'all are.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Don't worry about it, dog. Don't even worry about it.
Wrong is what y'all are.
Really?
Like, you ain't never said no fucked up shit.
Exactly.
I love everybody on my site. To each his own.
That's right. To each his own. Should have got their own shit. Not looking like mad. Nigga tried to meet me.
No, she didn't hit y'all. You didn't just hit her with the Eddie Kane. How does it feel to try to beat me? Up to Eddie Kane. God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, you ain't shit neither.
I know I ain't shit. My mama told me I wasn't shit a long time ago.
Well, I tell you, y'all motherfuckers ain't that nice.
I'm trying to be nice. Not bad. If I had it my way, I'd have to pre-approve some of these pictures, goddammit.
Okay, man. Everybody's entitled. Everybody's entitled.
They put the bitch on there and the Family Feud thing. Come on.
God damn.
Please try it again.
Wrong path.
Man, I'm not listening.
Oh,
shit. I'm not listening.
The little lady, come on now. Your picture cannot be uploaded at this time. Please try another picture. Try your download.
Oh, my God. Oh,
oh, my goodness. We're just joking and playing around.
Hey, I ain't said a word.
Nobody takes us serious.
Everybody know what you are. Trust me, hell, if I can get jived on, there ain't nobody off limits.
Yeah, if they can't pick a joke, they should shoot their outfit, goddammit.
Yeah, I get jived on, man. Shit, y'all done had father time on this motherfucker ready to fight.
Yeah, he get mad about that.
Hey, a couple of motherfuckers, he wants to pull some ass on.
Mm-hmm.
Where is your co-host?
He's no longer on the show. It's just me by myself. They let the inmate run the asylum.
Oh, Lord.
What you mean, oh, Lord?
Why you keep giving me your high voice on me, man?
If I ain't know better, I think you want to fight.
I do.
Tough you. Got to beat on you once a year.
Whatever. Told you, I ain't taking them my ass whoopers.
Right, right.
Whatever.
You might as well have
it. I'll y'all duke it out.
We're going to put this motherfucker on. Wish we're going to put this on pay-per-view.
You know, I'll knock you out quick.
Sounds good.
What? One punch to the dome.
Whatever. Yeah, okay. One punch to the dome. You're right. I didn't put that three stooges sleep on you. Damn Selena. let me quit. That motherfucker be calling me. I knew it. Right, hold on, man. It was a joke, man. Stop. Calm down.
Come on.
That's comedy.
Whatever. All right, y'all. Let's get ready to get up out of here. God damn. Glad ain't nobody on 409 listening. Did you hear what we said? Yeah. That was Selena. I knew it. Mm-hmm. Remember that day when you seen them? They was doing it then.
We talking about hitting each other in the attic. It's just comedy.
I'm saying, you know how motherfuckers on 409, they'll take a story and run with it.
Uh-huh. You're talking about the other eye. The one that's stinking, not the one that went.
Right. Yeah. Let them tell the shit. I didn't have sex with their damn near everybody out there.
Shit, me too. You already know.
Out
the house without getting banged.
That's my hoe. I mean, my wife you was with, nigga. Man, I wasn't with your wife. I was my uncle. We look alike.
Yeah, you get people.
That was always my story, and I was sticking to it. All right, let's get out of here. Look, Stowe, you got any last words?
Oh, man, y'all. All right, trip. I enjoy you all, and I will be back Tuesday.
Okay, wait a minute. Listen, don't you hang up. I got something for you. I got something for you. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Waylo, you got any last words, man?
Nah, y'all have a good week. Talk to y'all next week.
No, boy, that's what's up. My baby Selena, you got any last words for me?
It was fun. Hi, the gal.
Okay. Still gonna whoop your ass, though.
I will.
Miss Janine, any last words for the people?
It was good, like always, talking to everyone. Of course, I'll be on here next week, and everybody have a good week.
That's what's up. Now, we said I couldn't find nothing just in particular for you, Livingstone, but now. This one song we gonna dedicate the second verse to you, cause we know you ain't had your threesome yet, so we gonna dedicate the second verse to you. All right, so just kick back, relax. You know what it is. SarahCityRadio.ning.com. Like I said, tell a friend, make a page, get on there, check out Cash Chronicles, check out the pranks. We got all type of good shit on there. Well, and we do got good photos on there too. It ain't just weird thing to say. They saying.
I did not say there were not good photos. I can admit when somebody looks good.
All right, y'all. Peace out. Second verse we're dedicating to you, Lickstone.
All right.
Oh, baby. We're coming over to give you that roar. Baby, just shout from the back door. Ooh, baby, yeah. Get it that thing to make it stay. From the kitchen floor down to the fire.
here is your mom. You riding topless, no panties on. And I've been thinking about this all day long. You're giving me the fire, though.
Coming home, you give it
up and tell her it's about to be on. Yeah. And tell her don't show if it ain't healed and gone. I can already see it. Oh, what a feeling. You get jealous if I hit that too hard. Cause you come first, you know you're my heart. Cause it'll always be yours. Girl, I'm about to turn you on.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
You already know.